podcast with me, Zoe. Today we're going to be talking about friendships and true ones. So a lot of people have been going through problems. A lot of my friends have some problems right now to deal with, and I'm trying to support all of them. Sorry, I apologize. My mom is doing a live stream right now. I hope you guys all go and watch it. And I think it's called Mike Sam, where you put your live stream.
Oh, that is for the page Mujer Tú Eres Valiosa.
Mujer Tú Eres Valiosa. That's where you go
the
to see my mom.
And
the La Programa de Que Cristo Vive en Mí. Try to go there in Facebook for you can see my mom's live streams and new videos that she has posted. Now, today I wanted to talk about your friendships because a lot of people of my friends, too, have been going through so many problems, which has been getting upsetting because they're going through family problems, fake friendship problems, and it's hurting them so much. And there's just a lot of drama everywhere. And they're talking to our counselors about it, and they're talking to them about me, and I just want them all to feel better. They're all my friends, and I really care about them, and you also should care very much about your friends. Try to be that good friend. That good friend that, yeah, you can be silly, you can be your mean silly, you can be what kind of person you are. You can share your personality. But always, when your friend is going through something tough, don't act all silly with them. And don't, be your casual self. Because then they're going to think that you don't care, even if you do. And those who actually don't care, that is honestly really rude. And that's what we call a fake friend. I want everyone to know that you always have God to be with you. And you always have Him to talk to. But I understand, people also want a person to talk to on earth, on this earth, and in person, a person here that actually can, that can give you a response right away. And also, God can do that. He'll give you responses right away, but, it'll be easier to talk to a person in the earth, and just they'll tell them to you, and it'll be easier to find out what they tell you. And that's because you also have counselors to help you. You have them whenever you need. There's some counselors who just are there for the money, so don't trust all counselors. And always have that true friend with you, like my best friend, Katie. I call her Rata, and she calls me Monkey. And then we call my friend Shrek. Because that's how our group works. That's how we all work. We all call each other silly names. And we're all mean to each other. But we mean it in a good way. And we still love each other. And we're all nice and kind. And everything. And I just want everyone to know that friendships are like that. Some friendships won't last forever. And some will. Like a lot of my friendships in elementary school. In my elementary schools, they really parted a lot. The people that I stayed in contact for a long time in my middle school was my best friend Katie and Abby. I lost contact with my friend Abby, but I got Roblox to contact her, and now my friend Katie gave me her number. We're best friends. We're the trio. When we were in elementary school, we would call ourselves Los Tres Niñas. And because we were all we would all speak Spanish and everything, and it would be funny. And I just loved hanging out with them. That's what we would do all the time. We would just hang out with each other, and then we ended up being besties in the trio. And we were all having fun and stuff. I still remember those elementary school days. They all changed so much. And Sorry. Well, I hope you all understand that friendship means staying there for your friends whenever they need it. Always being there for them, even if you can't be there in person. I'm so sorry. My throat has this weird feeling. I'm so sorry. And that friendship means that you need to be true with yourself. You need to be true with your friends. You have to tell them the truth. Don't lie to them, because A lot of people lie to get attention from their friends because maybe they're the outcast. And I had friends do that before, not in this school, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. No, not in this school, but like in other schools, I used to have friends that do that, and it just was really not good. And it would scare me because I thought they were telling the truth and they weren't. And that's how I can tell they were fake. Always tell the truth to your friends. And I also want you all to know that friendships isn't about looks or being perfect or being the exact same as your friend. Like, there is people who do that who are like exactly the same, and they like everything the other person likes, and they know everything the other person knows, and like twins, and they call themselves best friends because why not? There's just people that are like that, and that's fine. But to be a friend, you also can have the most different personalities. Like, my best friends, they love, like, wearing, like, pink and stuff. I like black and green and gray and blue, and I like wearing, like, oversized clothes. It's just nice for me. And it's perfect. It's nice. It's amazing. And I hope you have a wonderful day today. Don't ever pressure yourselves to find the most perfect friends in life. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy your day today. Enjoy your night, your morning, evening, school day, whatever. And I hope you all understood this podcast. And God bless you all. And bye. Oh, yeah. Before I actually go, give this podcast a 5-star rating and favorite it for you can hear more of our episodes and you can be here for the next one. And remember, always, God is going to be with you through every single one of these podcasts. And he's going to be with you wherever you go, even if you don't listen to us. Well, bye!